The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Sleeps, where I, your host, DJ Papaya, will explore the world of sleep and a condition called insomnia, where each episode will be dedicated to exploring the vitality of sleep and the detriments of depriving yourself of it, alongside the implications that insomnia entails. Sleep is not negotiable. Oftentimes, we tell ourselves that we can make up missed hours of sleep tomorrow, or the next day, or the next time we have free time, which is something we are all guilty of from time to time. But a consistent cycle of this behavior is a big no-no, as this cycle will only lead us to an astounding amount of sleep debt. If you didn't know, sleep debt is referring to a cumulative amount of sleep lost over time due to insufficient or interrupted sleep. This is a state where the body is not only not getting enough rest to function optimally, whether your version of optimally be in sports, memorization for a study session, or even daily tasks like driving. This sleep debt is a deficiency. It is something to be paid off, but not something to be paid off hour for hour or like a financial debt. Rather, it requires several nights of good quality sleep to resolve your debt. Sleep debt substantially negatively affects your alertness, cognitive function, and physical health. Just because you may not always be tired, that doesn't mean that you aren't or won't experience the effects of sleep debt. Sleep debt works as each night you sleep less than your body requires, your sleep debt will increase. For example, if your recommended amount of sleep per night is 8 hours, but you only get 6, you build a 2-hour sleep debt that day. Now that you're tallying up your own sleep debt, mine is a number you don't even want to know. Let's discuss the implications you stand to face if you view sleep as this daily trade-off. Cognitive impairment is a consequence that I feel as a society we should especially pay attention to, as sleep debt negatively impacts alertness, learning, memory, decision-making, and reaction time. These are all consequences that could irreversibly implicate your life. Say, for example, if you're driving home from a long day or to school after a restless few weeks. This lack of awareness could make you a danger to not only yourself, but everyone around you. For example, drowsy driving contributes to an estimated 90,000 to 100,000 crashes annually in the U.S., resulting in approximately 1,500 to 1,600 fatalities and tens of thousands of injuries. Though these numbers are consistent and considered conservative estimates by organizations like the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, there's also an astounding 700,000 people injured every year by drowsy driving. It is even considered, if not equivalent or very similar, to drowsy driving and drunk driving. Drowsy driving is considered, if not equivalent, very similar to drunk driving because of severe fatigue that can cause the same level of impairment, slow reaction time, impaired judgment, and decreased awareness that increases the risk of crashes, same as drunk driving. Research indicates that being awake for 24 hours can result in impairment equivalent to a blood alcohol content of 0.10%, this which exceeds the legal limit in many places. Another factor to consider is impaired performance. Cognitive and physical performance declines, and your body struggles to perform at a high level. The last factor I feel that is vital to at least keep in the back of your mind is masked fatigue. You may feel that you became accustomed to feelings and implications related to sleep deprivation, and that and maybe even no longer report feeling tired. But your mental and physical performance is still declining, as sometimes I'm guilty of this as well, is being under the false impression that our minds and bodies can get used to a lack of sleep, and that our bodies will just no longer need the recommended amount of sleep if we go long enough without sleeping. And we as a society should heed the suggested amount of sleep, as it is a suggested amount for a reason. We should not be getting used to or anticipating a lack of sleep in our daily lives, as this does not do anything for you in your favor. I have definitely faced this false impression before in my life, and I can say that it's not true. If you don't sleep enough, you will face these consequences. Even if you feel like you're not tired, your body is. I also think that it's important to note that women and men need different amounts of sleep for different times in their lives, in a sense that women do need more sleep during cycles of our lives, like menstruation, pregnancy, and breastfeeding, which is something for the female audience to consider when thinking about your sleeping patterns and how much you should sleep. There are 5 stages of sleep deprivation. The 5 stages typically start after 24 hours without sleep and only intensify the effects with prolonged wakefulness. Stage 1 involves mild symptoms, simply fatigue and difficulty concentrating, while stage 2 starts about approximately 36 hours in, which brings coordination issues and mood swings. In stage 3, 48 hours later, this is when the involuntary microsleeps start. This could be falling asleep while watching a show, falling asleep scrolling, falling asleep even sitting in your chair, and alongside impaired cognitive function. Stage 4 is about 72 hours in. This can lead to hallucinations and disorganized thinking, not being able to think a full thought through, or you feel like there's too much going on in your brain, you can't think straight. While stage 5 is 96 plus hours in, this brings severe psychological symptoms, which include psychosis. There are 5 stages of sleep deprivation. The 5 stages typically start after 24 hours without sleep and only intensify the effects with prolonged wakefulness. Stage 1 involves mild symptoms, simply fatigue and difficulty concentrating, while stage 2 starts about approximately 36 hours in, which brings coordination issues and mood swings. In stage 3, 48 hours later, this is when the involuntary microsleeps start. This could be falling asleep while watching a show, falling asleep scrolling, falling asleep even sitting in your chair, and alongside impaired cognitive function. Stage 4 is about 72 hours in. This can lead to hallucinations and disorganized thinking, not being able to think a full thought through, or you feel like there's too much going on in your brain, you can't think straight. While stage 5 is 96 plus hours in, this brings severe psychological symptoms, which include psychosis. Aside discussing the different stages of sleep deprivation, I also think that it's important to note that research suggests that prolonged sleep deprivation can lead to a process known as autophagy in the brain, where the brain essentially eats itself. This occurs during sleep. The brain is supposed to clear waste products and repair itself. When a person is sleep deprived, this process is disrupted. Cells called microglia, which are involved in the brain's immune system, become activated and start to engulf and break down damaged or unnecessary brain cells and synapses, which is the connection between cells. and chronic sleep deprivation could lead to excessive amount of autagaphy, which can damage brain tissue and impaired cognitive function. This process has also been linked to risks of diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, and can also lead to constant or consistent symptoms of confusion, difficulty concentrating, and mood swings. And while autagaphy is a normal process that helps maintain brain health, excessive autagaphy caused by sleep deprivation can be harmful. It is important that we prioritize getting enough sleep to prevent this process and protect brain function. And my apologies for the pronunciation. Like I said, I'm not throwing out statistics or consequences in hopes that you change your mind. If your mind is already made up about sleep deprivation and that's the lifestyle you choose, so be that. But I do think that it's important to acknowledge the consequences. And it is important to acknowledge that we're not gonna be okay just like we think. We always think that we're the exception and that we'll be fine. I know personally, there's been a lot of times in my life where I've thought that I was the exception, that I could go without sleep, that it's something that was worth sacrificing in order to finish a project or wake up early to get some coffee, things of that nature. However, I was definitely not the exception, and neither are you. I think it's important that we prioritize our health, and sleep infiltrates every aspect of our health, mental, physical, sleep deprivation, that it should at least be an educated choice. I'm not here to change your mind, but I am here to give some suggestions and hope that you do. Sleep deprivation doesn't only come with harsh or scary consequences, but it also comes with some weird facts and effects of sleep deprivation that I'd like to share with you. Lack of sleep seems to make people more sensitive to pain. Subjects that were allowed 2 hours of sleep one night ended up decidedly whimpering. They were able to tolerate significantly less amount of pain, and the study was done by a team from Pusan Nation University, Gyakistan Hospital in South Korea, and the University of Sydney. Another fact is that the less sleep also makes people less empathetic. Subjects seem to have less empathy when viewing photos of hands strung by needles. Researchers, including the people of Stockholm University, determined that empathy levels by looking at activity in various areas of the brain was working significantly less in patients that had less amount of sleep. Sleep deprivation could lead to increased paranoia and delusional beliefs. After being awake for 18 hours straight, participants rated somewhat higher on standard scales of global paranoia, and sleepier people rated higher on depersonalization, which is a feeling of being separated from your body, thoughts, or reality. And as someone who has experienced this, I can say that depersonalization is a very scary and odd feeling, a feeling as though you are not yourself and your life is not your life. So I would definitely avoid that if I was you. And this study was brought by the NHS Foundational Trust. Another fact is that going without sleep seems to make people less concerned about losing money. A group of people from the University of Pittsburgh presented on this, as participants did a gambling task where they could win or lose $10 or $5 in each trial. When anticipating a loss, the people who were sleep deprived showed less activity in the caudate and orbital frontal cortex brain regions, which are associated with the mind's reward system. And our last fun fact is that